Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Long time, you will know the struggles that I've faced throughout my life as a entrepreneur or as an entrepreneur. I've had a lot of experience with failure, let's just say, from fulfilling needs within me through business. This insatiable need to be seen, to be recognized. And it's really driven a lot of the things that I've done. Community was the driving factor behind me starting the Office Collective back in 2012. You know, I just really wanted to have a community of people who recognized me, who saw me, who understood me, who got me. And, well, we all know how that turned out. Or if you don't, it failed. It cost me $100,000 and took me to the very brink of my own humanity. But it didn't stop there. There have been so many things I've tried, so many things I've done over the years. I couldn't even begin to name them, but I'll try. So I had Own Your Awesome, which started out as this podcast, actually, at the very beginning, 4 years ago. I started a podcast called Own Your Awesome and came up against some trademark issues, which were not fun, and turned it into Carlosophies, and I relaunched as Carlosophies. And during that phase, I had a mastermind. I ran a mastermind that would have been in 2014, I think, which had two people sign up. And they were lovely humans, but I felt like a fucking failure. I just couldn't understand why people couldn't see the value that I could bring. Because yes, I have experienced big failure. So I know what it's like to have business not go your way. I know the things that I did that stopped me from having success in that business. And then I also have Killer Copy, 15 years and going strong. A business that I work, you know, maybe not even a handful of hours a week on. And it brings in the bulk of my income. The systems, the procedures, the learnings, the lessons that I've had in these 15 years of business, or back then 10 years of business, and I just couldn't understand why no one could see the value in working with me. It felt so personal. In fact, business has felt very personal to me over the years, particularly since the big failure. But it's been a theme for me. Because even before the Office Collective, I had tried a bunch of different things that hadn't worked out so well. I don't know whose measuring didn't work out so well. But I had, you know, I have a tendency for it never to feel like it's enough. So I had the mastermind, two people signed up. It was good. Those two people actually now are doing amazingly because this mastermind got them on the track where they are now. But it didn't feel like it was enough for me. And then I launched Radcasters and had some success and was like, yes, this is the thing, only to have it take a nosedive and me throw so much shit at the wall to try and get it to be what I could see it could be. And I'm talking, I tried everything. And I met with experts who gave me advice for things that I had already done. Like, you name it, in that business, I tried fucking everything. And all the opt-ins, all the webinars, all the different approaches to sales copy. Like, I tried fucking everything and it didn't work. And it was oh so personal. And then I started the mastermind with Lisa. And that worked. The first year was amazing. 12 women. And so amazing to work with them at that capacity, at that really... Well, I guess I wanted to bring the depth, you know, really explore what was going on with them, not just give them the tools and the tricks, because sure, I've got tools and tricks, but as I've learnt, sometimes they don't work because of shit that's going on within us. Sometimes it's as simple as energetics. Energetically not being aligned. Some things don't work out for no other reason than they're not supposed to. And for me, as we moved through the second round of the mastermind and doing the Keeping Good Company podcast, it just became really apparent to me that I didn't want to be in this business coaching space necessarily. I didn't want to be handing out advice about copy and marketing and, you know, what's a good webinar. Like, that shit just does not interest me in the least. I have done it. It felt shit. And I don't want to do it anymore. And so the last little while has been me really just coming back to what do I want. And about this time last year, I shut down my email list and I closed Radcasters before that. And then I've kind of circled back around to it because I actually really enjoy that work that I do with people. Having a balance between sharing some knowledge that I've got, but also busting through people's shit and helping them get clear and then getting their voice out there in an impactful, meaningful way for them. Feels good. And, you know, I haven't got an email list for that anymore. I don't even really promote it. But somehow I end up with just a trickle of people that I work one-on-one with and love. Because I had found myself wondering, what if I didn't promote myself all the time? What if I wasn't trying to be seen all the time? What if I wasn't trying to make people buy my shit all the time? What if I was just being me and allowing myself to be open to invitations from others. And I have to say, a big part of this has been, though I take everything with a grain of salt, it has been looking at my human design stuff, doing my chart. It made so much sense when I read it as to why the approach of me jumping up and down, look at me, wasn't working. Why I felt this deep need to be recognized. And how I really wasn't seeing myself. I wasn't seeing just how enough I was. And so this year, I have decided to have a little break from trying to find the thing, you know, trying to figure out what everyone wants from me and craft something that works. And instead, just keep practicing my art, keep podcasting, keep working with the people who approach me. And there may be another retreat, because I do really love the retreats. They're so fun. And my next one is coming up fast, and I'm really excited about it. I'd love hosting people in a really small, intimate space like that. So there may be another retreat for 2019. And who knows, I might feel really called to create something, but I am not going to create it from a place of need within me, other than the joy of creating something. Not from a place of I'm doing this to be seen, not from a place of I need people to recognize my gifts, but instead just because I feel called. And I did that a lot last year. They were actually the things that worked for me, were the things that I did, like Find Your Freak, that I did from a place of just inspiration, inspired action. It was not about it needing to be something. It just came through and I put it out into the world, and it was fun and it worked. And that's the place I want to come from for this year, is a place of openness, a place of being open to opportunities, a place of allowing people to come to me and ask me for what they need, instead of me trying to figure out how I can best serve. Just allowing it to unfold. So yeah, that is where I'm at. 2019 is, you know, I think I might have done an episode a few weeks back about what my word for the year was. And I don't know if I came up with one, but I've been sitting with it and I've come up with a couple. And one is opportunity. This is the year that I just open myself up to opportunities. It doesn't mean I'm going to say yes to them, but I recognize them when they arrive, rather than dismissing them. And I'm going to do that through trusting, which is really difficult for a control freak like me, but trusting that the people who are my people are going to find me, and they're going to come to me. They're going to recognize me and they're going to come to me, and I don't need to go chasing. I don't need to act from that place of the fear of not being enough. So, what is my invitation for you? Well, my invitation for you is to step back and have a look at what is working for you and what is not. Step back and have a look at what is actually driving you. What is driving you right now in life or business? Are you being driven from fear? Are you being driven by the fear of you not being enough? The fear of you missing out? Or are you driving from a place where you feel, you know, coming from that place where you are enough? What is driving you? And what can you be open to? What can you be available for this year? All right, that's it from me today. I would like to invite you to, number one, if you haven't already, type in Make Some Noise into your podcast app. Go and subscribe and listen, because if you dig this, you're fucking going to dig the shit out of that. And I would also like to invite you to show up, speak up. It's like the fucking coolest place in the internet. And it's a Facebook group. I probably should have said that. It's a Facebook group. It is full of just really fucking cool people being themselves. So if that feels like something that you'd like to be a part of, I invite you to join. It's just show up, speak up in Facebook. All right, that's it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.